if terrorists keep attacking us because of Donald Trump's rhetoric, then what did Hillary and Bill do to invite the first attack at the World Trade Center? As is usual with the left on the issue, opposition to one's enemies is turned into justification for one's enemies. We've heard the claims all along that fighting terrorists, taking a strong stand against militant Islam, or criticizing the goals and aims of the so-called religion of peace makes more Islamists militant, radicalized, and feeds the bloody jihad machine. If true, then what did Hillary and Bill do to recruit and inspire the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center financed by Khalid Sheikh Mohammed? The so-called co-presidents, Bill and Hillary, were running the show at the time, but I've never heard them take the blame for recruiting terrorists. Six victims died in the 1993 bombing that failed to bring down one of the towers. 7 months pregnant Monica Rodriguez-Smith, Bob Kirkpatrick, Bill Macko, Stephen Knapp, John DiGiovanni, and Wilfredo Mercado lost their lives in the bombing on U.S. soil that signaled the beginning of the current attacks on the U.S. and Western targets. We don't hear about those victims or that early attack on U.S. soil much. Could it be because it doesn't fit the left's media narrative? Could it be because the Clintons did nothing after it other than bomb an aspirin factory in Sudan that had nothing to do with terrorism and failed to get Osama bin Laden when given the chance years before the 2001 attacks? I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.